Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about voter registration efforts by various youth organizations across Zimbabwe as preparations for the 2023 general elections gather momentum. These organizations include the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, and Project Vote 263, which are pulling out all the stops to make sure that no eligible voter is left behind, especially the youth. Among these efforts, ZINASU has deployed its teams to various institutions of higher learning, meaning universities and colleges, to mobilize students. On their part, Project 4263 are also engaged in different outreach endeavors that have seen hundreds, if not thousands, head to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission centers to register. We will be hearing from these and other organizations tonight. Plus, we have an update on the FIFA World Cup matches played today. Lichona njani sapho leZimbabwe, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo eqhutshwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo oka-2023. Inhlanganiso lezi zigoqela Project Vote 263 kanye leyabafundi iZimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZINASU. Yona elequla elibhoda ngamakolishi lamanyuvesi ikhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayebhalisa. Zinengi inhlanganiso eziqhuba inhlelo ezifanayo, kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ngothi ngempela bazaphuma ngobunengi na abasakhulayo bayebhalisa. Kwaziwayo batereri be-Studio 7, mnasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga ekukurudzira vechidiki kuti vanyorese kuvhota neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzegore rinouya ra-2023. Masangano aya ari kuita izvi anosanganisira reProject Vote 263 pamwe chete nerevadzidzi reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU. Nengo zesangano iri dziri kupinda muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro dzichikurudzira vadzidzi kuti vanyorese kuvhota. Asi mubvunzo mukuru ndewekuti vachanyoresa neuwandu hwavo here vechidiki ava. We are now joined by ZINASU spokesperson, Mr. Lennon Mazuru, on the line from Harare. Mr. Mazuru, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. How many students would you say you have managed to register so far under your ongoing mobilization program?
Okay, thank you. So far, under my vote, my voice, my future, we've managed to register students more than 2,000 across the country.
2,000, and these are university and college students only?
Yes, and this is only for this semester.
How long do you plan to continue with this program? And what's your target? How many youth are you targeting by the time you end?
Okay, so this program commenced earlier this year when there was a biometric photo registration which was conducted by ZEC, you know, the first phase which was in February and the second one which was in April. And putting it all together to this semester and last semester, our target is now reached almost 8,000 students and youths across the country. And our target is to make sure that we reach 100,000 students as we enter into 2023 before we reach the elections.
Ko pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo here nekuti tokunzwa mamwe masangano akazvimirirawo oga vari kuti kana vachitaura nevechidiki kuti budai munonyoresa kuvhota mhinduro yavari kuwana ndeyekuti hapana chingaita kuti vabude vanovhota because hapana chekuvhotera muzimbabwe hanzi we've been voting for the past ameno makore asi tachinja hapana pane zvimhingampinyi zvamuri kusangana nazvo
chimhingampinyi chekutanga iZANU-PF. ZANU-PF iri kupa vanhu mentality yekuti hapana chinochinja ende iri kupa vanhu pfungwa yekuti icharamba iripo. So vazhinji vari kuona kunge kuvhota kunge kuti zvisina basa asi tiri kuramba takasika panhau iyoyo yekuti tirambe tichinoregista kuvhota tizovhota neuwandu hwedu nekuti chinhu chinozivikanwa nezanupf ndechekuti vanhu vakavhota neuwandu zanupf iri kubva yabva pachigaro. So ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho. Chechipiri ndechekutoti vechidiki vazhinji havana futa education yakakwana yavakawaniko yavari kuwana. So isusu seboka rezinhasi tiri kutiraya nepatinogona kuti muzvikoro matiri muzvedanho repamusorosoro tinge tichidzidzisana nevadzidzi varimo tovaonesawo zvakanakira kunovhota sezvo vari kuzvionera kuti munyika hamuna kumira zvakanaka, hamuna mabasa, hamuna mishonga iriko, munhu akapetu kuri kugraduata vanhu vakawanda gore negore asi hamuna mabasa, hakuna maindastry. So vari kuzoona ndosaka vazhinji vari kuzoenda kundoregista kuvhota. Ndo zvinhu zvatingati tikunanisangana nazvo uyezve kuzeki vezeki kune mamwe maregistration centers havasi kushanda nomazvo vari kuda kutraya kutiodza mwoyo kuti vanongaenda noregista kuvhota vagoswedza variko asi isusu tinongoramba tichidzokera. Uyezve taikumbirisa kuti vezeki vange vachiisawo kana matindi avo zvavo pazvikoro zvese zvakati kurei kuti vadzidzi vavo vakawanda vawanike vachiregista kuvhota.
Liyamuzwa lapho mnumzana Lennon Mazuru isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabafundi Zimbabwe National Students Union kumbe iZinaso sikhuluma ke ngohlelo abalwenzayo olokuphuma bengena emakolishini lasemanyuvesi bekhuthaza abafundi ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Ngimbuzile ke lapho ukuthi kungaba kukhona ingxaki abahlangana lazo yini and kuyasho ukuthi hayi ingxaki enkulu iZANU-PF ikakhulu yiyo enza abantu abaningi bagcine bengasela ntshinkuntshi yokuvota. Uthi nxa ukhuluma lo muntu umbuzo ukuthi sowabhalisa yini ukuthi uvote kukhetho oluzayo uzwe ekuphendule ethi akula sizathu sokuthi abhalise ngoba sokule minyaka le minyaka kuvotwa kodwa akula lutho olutshintshayo. Ngaleso sizathu uMazuru uthi umbuso weZANU-PF wona awusolayo yiwo osusenza abantu abaningi bangabile ntshinkuntshu yokufuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Mr. Mazuru, to those who are skeptical about voting or those who don't see the importance of voting next year, why is it crucial for them to vote? Why should they reconsider?
As our name says it all, the name of our initiative for voter registration, it says, my vote is my voice and it is my future. So looking at the statistics of demographic in Zimbabwe, which state that more than 67% is the youth. And the youth are the ones which have to preserve a future, which needs to protect a future. This is very, very important for many of the young people in Zimbabwe. Hence, by voting, we are making a choice. By voting, we are saying out something. We are saying out that we need change, number one. What change do we need? We need change in the education system, especially for the students. We need to demilitarize the education system. We need to make so many changes in each and every system. There is health sector. The health sector needs medication, needs to be resuscitated because it's being crippled down. So it's very, very important to go and vote because this is our future. This is our nation. We need to rebuild it again by bringing in new blood in the system. And hence, as you can see right now, the current government, the youth are not given a bigger platform to bring in new ideas, to implement even new ideas. If you look even when the government is sending a delegation out there maybe to represent the youth, they are sending the old mandalas and old people to go and represent the youth. But once the youth are there, so this is the time to take over, to claim our space as young people, to claim our space as citizens of Zimbabwe, because nothing can be made without the citizens. They cannot make decisions on behalf of the citizens. They cannot make decisions without consulting us as students and as citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazuru. Please do stay on the line. Lennon Mazuru. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yabasakhulayo yabafundi rather izinasu. Esiye ekumnumzana Youngerson Matete, u-director kube umqondisi we-Project 4263. Ba Matete, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa. Thank you so much. We know you are also engaged in various efforts to mobilize young people to vote. Currently, I know you are carrying out a survey asking people, why is it that young people do not want to register to vote? What are you getting?
Okay. Baba satisi de kruzira wekiri ngereza kufota I think ni mungadrasa umakura pura patareka na election 2018 taira mbashka zimeche kruzira ngereza kufota atiku kuna kutima namba awari ngereza kufota si eki biki mashoma mungadrasa kwa satisi kutelio ziri mzimbabwe from 2018 to 2023 the potential wana 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 1.5 million. It is other 1.5 million on the president in 2018. In your analysis, you can have about 3 million on what's not near the water. I think these 3 million bring it now and now, which is on the stock and around 200,000. I don't know if I'm going to say, what is the question? We need to come up with a solution that promotes the participation. That's why monetize is a thing. It's a good thing to say, which is what we're going to do. So that the participation of our program is in that case. We need to address those issues. One of them is that you have been here to receive a lack of education. From the age of Vana to high school, Vana, Matamata, Savana, or like my youth, to participate in more governance and politics. We are currently doing this study so that we are able to actually establish the mistake to see why we are participating. Not only could we have but also my government issues, because participating in our votage in any particular way, because of the Roma, my elected councillors, my parliamentarians, the government, the CEO, the two accounts, the government, that first is good, that a political concept of society, a student that are informed, that can have organized themselves and hold the government, those who are elected to see power to account.
And briefly before we take a break, Mr. Matete, since you started, how many people do you say you've registered so far?
I could at that time of guys maybe aninga quantify and take to figure near the key pakati to consider my figure at the matter than last year but one. But you know, Papa Mbuzika Mabulisi and the lot of things that we have decided, the crew is very busy. But basically, this is my figure, because I'm expecting last in July, Namay, to have a photo of the limitation. They're saying that new registered voters are around 200,000 since 2018. So which is a small number compared to the figure. And I thought you might use another 3 million and a repetition of maybe 34.
Siyabonga, tinotenda Mathethe, and please do stay on the line, gentlemen. Silo baba uLennon Mazuru owenhlanganiso yezinasu lo yangase Mathethe, engabe yena ngowenhlanganiso ye project 4263. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo abayenzayo eyokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota. Thank you, gentlemen, and please stay with us as we briefly give our soccer fans an update on World Cup matches played today. The game started with Saudi Arabia showing no mercy for Lionel Messi and his Argentina side, and excuse the pun. The Saudis beat Argentina 2-1 in a Group C encounter, while in Group D, Denmark and Tunisia drew nil all. Mexico and Poland were also tied 0-0. A match between France and Australia is currently underway. Here is what soccer fans are saying about their team's performances so far.
Yeah, I am Hassan Salaifa from Jordan. This nice game for Saudi Arabia. Even I am a big fan for Argentina since when I was a kid. But really today, Saudi Arabia made a great game. Really, it's a big match. Yeah.
Do you think Saudi Arabia can go far from here?
I hope that, this time it's the World Cup held in the Arabia area. So that a lot of support for the Saudi team here in this area. So maybe for the quarter final, I think, for my opinion, for the quarter final. I hope maybe they go further, but we will see. This is the World Cup. You can't predict any game. Yeah. Argentina today, I am really shocked why they play like this.
My name is Jalal. I'm from Tunisia. I came all the way here for the World Cup, and we're facing Denmark, which was semi-finalist of the last Euro Cup, so they're not easy to beat. It's going to be tough, but we have over, I think we have easily 35,000 people here from our country, and that's going to make a difference tomorrow on the stadium, hopefully. Thank you so much.
The France-Australia match is actually starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Time here in the United States. And for those who have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. And tonight we are talking about voter registration efforts targeting young people. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Abasandaku Stuma, Sialamugela, Gumsagazo Studio 7. Na, Siguchelo, the Livestorm, Jalolam Sanje, Sikota, Nemizamo, and Zuaz in Sanganiso, Ezis Meleo, Esfana Labo Zinasu, Labo Project Vote 263. Azogu Kutaza Abasa Kulayo, Ugutibaya Palisela, Ugu Vota, Mwabune Ni. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Lennon Mazuru owezinasu ngospokesperson isikhulumeli kanye lo yangasen Mathethe owe Project 4263. Besithe njalo siza kuba lo Tawanda Mazango owe Lupane Youth Development Trust. I'm sure we are making efforts to get him ngoba ubethe uza kuba khona kuhlelo. Ndizokere kwa muri va Mazuru. Pane zvamungati zvinoda kuitwa here ameno maybe by the government kana kuti ZEC pane zvamuri kuona zvinofanirwa kuitwa ne hurumende ne ZEC kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude nehuwandu vanonyoresa here zvisiri kuitika pari zvino.
Maita basa zviripo zvakati kuti zvinofanira kunge zviitwa zvikuru sei nehurumende uyezve nevefeki. Mukurejista kwatinenge tichiita vadzidzi nevechidiki tine mamwe mapato atinenge tichifambidzana nawo akaita seERC nanaZE avo vanenge vachiedzawo napose kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka vechidiki vange vachirejista vakawanda. Asi hurumende kuburikidza negurukota remapurisa takaona vasvonda apfuura vakarambidza chirongwa chaizoita kuti vechidiki vange vachikurudzirika kuti aende novhota chaida kuitwa mubhura wayo chirongwa chepaida kuitwa eshow yevechidiki vachidedzwa vaimba vakasiyana siyana kuti vadiki vechidiki vadzidziswe pashoo iyoyo unge vachinge vachikurudzirika. Uyezve taikumbisa kuti vezeki vange vachiita mapoka mapoka pamastations ari accessible nevanhu vazhinji rather than kuti vange vangori set kumaoffices avo zvinova zviri kure kune vanhu vazhinji. Asi vange vachitora urongwa hwekurejista kuvhota uyu zviri siriyasi. Tinoona kuti havasi kuchitora siriyasi chirongwa ichochi chekurejista kuvhota, chikonzero hatingazivi kuti ndechei, asi havasi kuchitora siriyasi. Uyezve dai vagona kunyanya isi kune vechidiki nevadzidzi kuti vaisa nzvimbo dzekurejistira kuvhota dzitori specifically for tertiary institutions sasati vechidiki havakanganisike zvidzidzo zvavo kuti vamboenda kumudhorobha vondogara kukwemaawa, asi vanongowana nguva diki diki yekuti vanongoenda pasaidi kana pari pachikoro pavo votorejista kuvhota zvotoitwa. Governmentwo yoisetawo mapato anoita vhota education yakasimba yokurudzira kwete kuti vaite demoralize vechidiki nevaizhinji kuti vasanovhota vasanorejista kuvhota.
Siyabonga Lennon Mazuru, uspokesperson mutauriri weZinasu. Sesimtholileke ubaba uTawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust. Ngiyakwamukela mnumzana Mazango.
Hayi siyabonga baba, ngiyabonga ngibela ama-challenge ye-internet kasi, thank you so much for connected.
Hayi siyabonga. Kodwa ngapho eLupane bayabhalisa yini abasakhulayo njalo lani njengenhlanganiso kuyini elikwenzayo?
Ngiza kuthi kulama-challenges amaningi ahlanganisela ukuthi inhlanganiso yezethu emele ukuthi irejista abantu ukuthi bavote lapho ekhona kunzima ukuthi abasakhulayo bayifikele baphansi kurejista ukuvota. Siyananzelela ukuthi izekhi ayikabi devolved ukuthi itholakale kumawadi ukuthi benama-offices kumawadi irejista abantu njalo kule mhlelo bayenza abantu be-department ye-rejista ababhodi ezikolo nasemakhaya berejista abantwana abasakhulayo ngibelaphi izithupha. 95% of abantu bona labo banezithupha kathesi kodwa bayenelisi ukuthi bafinyele ama-offices ezekhe ukuthi bayirejiste ukuvota. So thina njengoLupane Youth siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo abane-18 years and above bayenelisa ukuthi bakwanise ukurejista and njalo siphatheke kuhlelo lokuzama ukukhulumisana at-policy level ukuthi izekhe ithatha amanyathelo ukuthi ihambe emakhaya yenelise ukuthi bona labo bantu abancediseka neprocess yerejista ukuthi bathole izithupha bayenelise nabo ukuthi barejiste bayenelise nabo ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo kuhlelo olubuyayo luka-2023 election. But kuloku umsebenzi samningi esonanzelelayo ukuthi kule lack of i-political will from i-government yaseZimbabwe ukuthi i-encourage kumbe ikwanise ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo kube le-one man one vote kakhulu i-generation ezelo between 2018 up to now ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi baregistre baphatheke futhi kushini olubuyayo olokhetho luka-2023. Akulapolitical futhi from izethu abantu umele sikhangelele iveki layo njengenhlanganiso ethi yona izimele yodwa ikwanise ukuthi ikhankasele ukuthi iphuma ama-resources kumbe ikhankasele ukuthi ihambe emakhaya yekwanise ukuthi ifinyelele abasakhulayo ukuthi bakwanise ukuzotshitshana ngaphakathi kuhlelo luka-next year.
Kungaba kungekho ukuzinikela kuhulumende mazango, kodwa bona abasakhulayo bazinikele yini? Ngoba siyabona ungani bamadolonzima.
Thina njengehlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela sikile ukuthi abasakhulayo bazinikele ukuthi bayarejista, kodwa-ke siyangakhangela umumo ofikiwe abala mali ukuthi bakwanise ukufinyelela ama-ofisi ama-ofisis ukuthi bayarejista. Njengoba ngikhuluma ngithi njengaselupani umuntu osakhulayo ozele ekiketi ukuthi ayefike elupani ufuna i-$15 i-one way, abalazo lezo zimali kunto mali ukuthi angaba ne-$15 wazakhetha ukuthi imali lezo bazisebenzise ukuthi bakwanise ukufidisisisabo ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi kunokuthi bazifake ukuthi bahambe beyorejista ukuvota baphenduke babuye bashonokokuhle ezindlini zabo. Njalo sikulandelela ukuthi sokuthatha i-deadline yezreki ukuthi ifinyelele abasakhulayo ukuthi wakhwayeli ukuthi urejista ne-deadline yesi-transfera kuyi-deadline yezakhamizi ne-deadline ama-possible voters ukuthi bona bathatha imali ezikhwameni zabo bayafinyelela iveki. Kuthina njengelufani ukuthi sibona ngazathi kumele kusebenze the other way round, iveki kumele ama-resources nguhulumende ethinyelele ama-potential 2023 voters. Ayikhona ukuthi ama-potential 2023 voters bakhiphe imali ezikhwameni zabo ukuze bayenelise ukufinyelela iveki. Kuthina nje kufanele ukuthi sibona ngazathi abasakhulayo iveki ngaphambi ukuthi bafinyelele banalo uthando lokuthi barejiste baqhathe kuhlelo olubuyayo.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Mazango. Ndizoke kwamuri vamathethe as we wind down. We are running out of time. Dai vamnanga gwambune na maishi gumba vezeki vakaterera ndati mashoko amungada kusvisa kwavari. Vamatete
hongo
taku kunzwai.
Okay, nanti nda kutora nda kakini, nda nga sore ma kutisa kutika si. Nga eri po nda kutisa nda kutisa kutisa kushota, kunewe shiki kutisa 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 kupota. Inye kuti, ane kakusa atrafta ma ilesho apresi za Zimbabwe. Kutuwa not kiyo, baso, nora za nda kutisa 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 make enough to improve on their transparency and independence so that young people can trust in this process. Yes, that's one of the major causes of voter apathy in Zimbabwe, where young people are saying that they do not think that the state is actually in a position to deliver free and fair elections. So that's the first thing, is one that is driving young people away from electoral processes. And also, to the question, the second thing, Zimbabwe thing that is given here to notice is education, kuti avana vari kuprimary vaisiwanga tichisanemaere anezvikuru vachikatisea nyaya dzekuvota ii so dachinge tichiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
Thank you there, Mr. Matete, and I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We are out of time. Thank you so very much to our guests, Mr. Lennon Muzuru, Zinasu spokesperson, Vayanga Sven Matete, the project Vote 263, Kanyelo Mnumzana, Tawanda Mazango, Enhlanganiso Ye Lupane Youth Development Trust. I would like to thank you at home, our listeners and viewers. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am your host, Tunda Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.